Hello, everyone, and welcome to my chat with Terry Patton, my good friend Terry Patton, who you've already seen in videos on masculinity movies previously. We have been doing a lot of work together lately, actually, with my Inner Throne training. And I'm speaking with Terry today because he is launching some new and very exciting work into the world. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Terry?
Sure. Thanks, Ivan. Well, I'm going to be offering a free teleseminar coming up that has kind of got more global reach than usual. I'm partnering with a company, the Shift Network, that has a big presence and marketing arm and all the rest. And they've invited me to do something that has given me the freedom to go to what I'm actually most interested in sharing right now. It's really at the heart of my work, literally. When I first began doing my own teaching work in the context of integral philosophy, after my earliest work with Ken Wilber and the team with whom I co-developed integral life practice, I got my very first domain. It was integralheart.com. That's still my my domain. And this idea of the heart and the integral heart is going to be central to this. The teleseminar's title is Activating the Integral Heart. And to me, this is really a way of talking about the core task of every human lifetime, which is to truly learn how to, you know, to be a human being fully and to be a man fully for men in the context of our call right now.
Yeah.
Is really to learn how to love, to be love, both to learning how to love a woman, learning how to love a male friend, but also learning how to love yourself and to love, to be love in a way in every moment, to be alive in each moment in a way that has that heart connection to experience, but then to grow in what it is to even know what a heart connection is and you know, the qualities of presence and depth and feeling contact and the way that that enlivens your actual intelligence. These are actually things that we keep learning about, and I think they're the most important things we learn about in the course of our life.
Mm. Yeah, and given that the audience listening in on this particular call being men, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on men and their connection to their hearts. And if there's something that in your own experience doing this work, that there's like a common challenge for men in really connecting and really expressing that powerful love that you're talking about.
Well, I think that for most men, there's a confusion, you know, because we tend to be split between our urge toward power, empowering ourselves with money and even with our attractiveness to women, and our care, our vulnerability, our connection to our feeling itself. It's as if they're two different dimensions of ourselves. So one of the things that I think is paradoxical and important to realize is that the heart at its core, the core of our heart intelligence, begins with the kind of wisdom that we associate with that admonition to put on your own oxygen mask first before you help the child in the seat next to you. Like our care for ourselves, and out of that our positive relationship to our own empowerment, are expressions of our heart intelligence. And it's important that that not be disconnected from our impulse toward caring for others. And that tends to be the case for many men. And I think that the core of really recapturing our power is recapturing our connection to the heart as a source of power and a source of the intelligence that integrates our, you know, there are a lot of heart virtues, words like care and compassion and love are the ones we associate with the heart, but empowerment, enjoyment, courage, generosity, mm-hmm. these are also heart virtues that are a little less in the foreground of our attention. But there's a growth in our capacity that we actually need to pay attention to. It's not something that just happens automatically. And sometimes understanding some of these distinctions and getting a little clear about the ways in which we disconnect from our heart. We get afraid. We stop trusting. And we go to our abstracted intelligence and also to the kind of motives that are rooted in anxiety and in distrust. And we abandon the source of our best intelligence and wisdom, which is really at the heart, which, you know, is it's a source of intelligence in the human system. The heart, we think with our hearts.
Yeah, so I hear you loud and clear about this source of confusion that on the one hand, I have, you know, my desire to be powerful and courageous and to really make an impact in the world and be a man, you know, be masculine. And then there is also like this human need, obviously, to take care of ourselves and, you know, have room for sensitivity and to just feel into those somewhat softer, like a lot of men would probably even frame them as more feminine places, and that we get a little bit twisted up sometimes as men, that we might even come to the place where we view masculinity in such a way that we take away the biggest source of our power in service of being powerful.
That's absolutely what happens. Most men are brittle. Most men are trying, and their efforting gets in the way of their... They can't rest in their power. They have to push, and that pushing makes them... is the expression of their weakness. It is an expression of their lack of faith in themselves. They have to push, they have to try, because if they just are who they are, it's not going to be enough.
This is one of those really interesting and, for many people, I think, quite confusing points, this. You know, that male bravado, machismo, that kind of, you know, really posturing as a strong man, that is still, in large parts of humanity, considered masculinity. That is considered strength. And what you're saying right now, oh no, they're actually brittle.
That's right. Well, you know, there's a great old joke about the two bulls sitting, standing at the top of a knoll, and they're looking over the valley, and there's maybe three dozen heifers, you know, cows in the valley below. And the young bull comes up and he snorts and he paws the ground and he says, "Hey, let's run down the hill and fuck ourselves a couple of cows." Mm-hmm. And the old bull looks over at him slowly and he snorts and he goes, "Let's walk down the hill and fuck them all." And that's a nice contrast between a kind of bravado and, you know, immature masculinity and a much stronger and more mature version of it. You can actually, in a sense, have them all when you have the strength to rest in your natural power and to pace yourself and to be in touch with your own body and its needs and to not be trying so hard.
Yeah. And I think, Terry, that once we start seeking out really deep, powerful, good women, we don't get away with that bravado stuff anyway, you know, and that Certainly, in my own personal journey over the last several years, every time I've tried to be strong when it's been that, posturing sort of kind of quality, it's just like, nah, out, red flag, you're out. I can tell you're in that weak place, and no, it doesn't
Well,
work.
it's the heart, and it's a recognition and an alignment of yourself with, realizing that your power, your real power, it's wholesome. It's your ability to love. A loving man, it's out of love that you give your gifts. It's out of love that you claim your woman. It's out of love that you take care of your kids. It's out of love that your creativity flows. And it's an activation of the intelligence of the heart. I worked with the Institute of Heart Math for several years, and I directed the
I didn't
team
know
that
that.
developed their first heart rate variability monitor. And that whole enterprise was predicated on Doc Childre's intuition that the heart was a center of intelligence in the human system that needed to be developed and that could be served. And I'm going to be going into this a whole lot more in this free call that I appreciate you helping me get out the word about it, because I hope that there'll be quite a few people from all over the world tuning in, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. And I just had 14 men complete my Reclaim Your Inner Throne training at the end of 2014, and you were one of the featured experts there. And I know from that experience that your input was incredibly valued by those men, and that I imagine that the men listening now, there might be some women as well. There's not only men on my mailing list, but that by checking in with you on the call, they may, I'm sure, I have no doubt in my mind, they will, you guys, you will benefit greatly from, paying this man some attention, because he's taught me a lot, Terry. And I think it can teach you a lot as well. So let's hear, when is this call, Terry? How long is it? What will you be talking about?
Well, people can sign up for the call. I think you'll have a link and stuff that you can send them. And it'll be broadcast twice. It'll be broadcast kind of in the middle of the night in Norway on the 11th of February, but then it'll be broadcast on early evening of Valentine's Day on the 14th, and they could listen to it live then. But starting at the 11th, you'll be able to download it and listen to it at your leisure if you sign up for the call. So it will be available starting on February 11th.
Okay, good. Yeah, and the link to signing up will be in the email that you found this audio in. So sign up now.
Well,
Anything
thanks so
more?
much. Good talking with you. I appreciate talking about this just in terms of how it affects men, because it's so vital and alive. I appreciate the chance to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, me too. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Terry.